What do the world's largest ball of twine and the Banana Museum have in common? Well, they'd probably both exist, whether people knew about them or not. But what the odd collections and places have in common are the people who dream them up and willfully show off their obsessions. Weird is one word for them, but perhaps a better term is eccentric. Jan Friedman is the author of a guidebook called Eccentric America. She traveled the country to find the most eccentric people and places. Friedman says Philadelphia tops her list.
Because they have some of the quirkiest, little, small, out-of-the-way museums that you would never expect to find. The first one is the Insectarium. It was started by a man who was in the pest control business. And he started displaying his catch of the day in the shop window. And people became so fascinated with the catch of the day that he has expanded over the years into this. The two upper floors are the museum, and the lower floor is the pest control business. So they have this inherent conflict of interest in that part of them are trying to get rid of the bugs, and the other part of them are trying to keep the bugs alive. There's also Chocolate by Mueller. There is a delightful woman, Teresa Mueller, part of this family chocolate business, and she designs and manufactures chocolate body parts. You can send a dozen noses to a friend. And then finally, you can go to the Mutter Museum. A physician has collected in this astounding museum, it's just an impeccably designed museum, all of these anatomical teaching aids so that you can see an entire wall that has a, you know, all the displays are there of every disease known to the human eye. They have a marvelous file cabinet that some physician somewhere had collected every single object he had ever removed from the human body over his entire career.
Of all the eccentric people that you met while putting this book together, whom did you like best?
I think Mother Goose.
Where was she?
A delightful lady in Arizona named Nancy Townsend, who really and truly believes that she's going to leave the world a better place because she has invented duck diapers. These are ruffled harnesses that you can use so that you can keep ducks and geese as house pets. She dresses up as Mother Goose, and fortunately her husband cooperates by dressing up as Father Goose. And since they've retired, they go to Renaissance pleasure fairs across the country during the six-month travel season, and they are simply there to share their love of keeping ducks and geese as house pets.
Did you run into any eccentric businesses or even corporations in your research?
Yes, I tried to differentiate between individual eccentricity and corporate eccentricity. Las Vegas is a prime example of corporate eccentricity. It's done for money, but it is done extremely well, and it's very entertaining. It also helps establish us in the eyes of the rest of the world as the most eccentric country on Earth. Individuals do their own, little thing in their very small ways, usually not investing huge amounts of money in their museums, their collections, their attractions, because they don't have the money to do it. Whereas the corporations, really spend a lot of money doing it.
Summer's the driving season. Are there gatherings of festivals that people could visit?
The quirky festivals and events were hands down my favorite aspect in researching the book. Almost everyone in the United States lives within a day's drive of a wacky, unconventional, unusual festival or event. There are almost 200 of them in the book. There are cities who celebrate their own individuality. For example, Riverside, Iowa has a Trek Fest. They have declared themselves the future birthplace of Captain Kirk.
Live long and prosper, I guess.
Live long and prosper. Roswell, New Mexico celebrates the whole UFO encounter thing. There's a Superman festival in Metropolis, Illinois. we race things. There are cities all across the country there's cardboard box races. With animals, we've got cow chip bingo and chicken poop bingo. Corva, this is amazing. There are canine freestyle dancing events all across the United States now.
So you actually dance with your dog?
You actually dance with your dog.
Are Americans that culturally different from other parts of the world?
We really are. All over the world, I've traveled to 51 countries, and I've always heard the comment, "Oh, you Americans, you're all crazy." We're crazy in the eyes of more conventional cultures because we have the freedom to behave outrageously. And I thought, too, that only the coasts would be most eccentric. I was quite wrong on that. We are universally eccentric in every single region. Our eccentricities may differ a bit, but every region of the United States has its weirdness.
Jan Friedman is the author of the travel guide, Eccentric America. She joined us from our bureau in San Francisco. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you so much for having me.